Central Victoria's Gold with the Mamas and the Papas, California Dreamin'. 17 minutes to 9, and good morning to Brian Reid, our motoring expert. How are you, Brian?
Going very well, thanks, Ali.
Lovely to hear. Now, the Brazilian F1 Grand Prix, we're right down to the wire, aren't we?
We are indeed, yes. Triple world champion Lewis Hamilton won a chaotic race in Brazil last weekend ahead of his teammate Nico Rosberg. So that means the World Championship Formula One driver will be decided on the very last race of the season, and that will be Abu Dhabi next weekend. It was held in atrocious conditions last weekend in Brazil, and the race was actually red flagged twice and restarted due to the rain and a major crash and several offs. But that was Hamilton's third win in a row from pole position. He's in very good form. Puts him within 12 points of fellow Mercedes driver Rosberg. But unless something drastic happens to Rosberg, he's in the box seat to take his first world championship. But the star driver in Brazil was the 19-year-old Dutchman Red Bull pilot Max Verstappen. He stormed through from the back of the grid to finish third. And his teammate, Aussie Daniel Ricciardo, finished eighth after incurring a five-second penalty. I think it was for something to do with a pit entry indiscretion. So anyway, it's all going to be decided next week in Abu Dhabi.
All righty, and we're over to Spain now for the MotoGP season finale.
Yes, that's all over, and what a fairy tale finish to the MotoGP season in Valencia last week. And the Spaniards love their motorcycle racing, and a huge crowd turned out to see the Spanish riders actually finish first and second. Victory went to Jorge Lorenzo. He was having his final ride for Yamaha after 9 years and scoring three world championships for the Japanese team. He's heading off to Ducati next season, I believe for a fee of 12 million euros. So they do pretty well, but gee, they do it the hard way, don't they?
Yeah, definitely.
And second in the race was fellow Spaniard and recently crowned world champion for 2016, Marc Marquez, aboard the Honda. And another fairy tale result was the third place going to Andrea Iannone on the Ducati, because this is Iannone's final appearance for the Italian team. He has to step aside to make way for Jorge Lorenzo. So he still was overcoming injury. He rode a great race, and he kept Valentino Rossi off the podium. So hopefully he'll pick up another good team to ride for in the coming year. And Australia's Jack Miller, well, he was back in the field. I think he was around about 16th place at the end. But he did score one MotoGP win and lots of useful points this year. So let's hope he's all the better in 2017 for the experience gained this year.
Now, it's over to Rob Roy. This is an event that's been running for 25 years, but I'm unfamiliar with the hill climbing event. Tell us about that one, Brian.
Actually, it goes a lot longer than that.
Does it?
I think it's actually the oldest hill climb that's been... I know Mount Tarrengower has the distinction of being the oldest hill climb established in Victoria, but I think Rob Roy has been the continuous one that's been going for a long time, apart from a gap during World War II.
Mm-hmm.
But it commences at 9 o'clock tomorrow. There were about 100 entries, and it'll showcase 25 years of competition vehicles, because it's celebrating 25 years of historic competition there.
I see. Now, tomorrow you're off to Adelaide for the Australian Motorsport Festival, aren't you, your lucky duck?
Hopping over there, yes, to the Adelaide Parklands, and the spot where 11 Australian Formula One Grand Prix were held between 1985 and 95. And some beautiful things happening over there, Ali. Three of the Formula One stars from yesteryear will be taking part. Stefan Johansson will be driving a Ferrari. Even Capelli in the Leighton House, and Pierluigi Martini will be driving a Minardi, and there'll be 14 historic touring cars. There'll be social events going on over there, a Victoria Park Sprint, and the end of the classic Adelaide Rally. So that's something to look forward to. I'm going over for that, and then a nice lunch on Monday at Penny's Hill Cellars.
Yeah, tough life, isn't it?
Tough, isn't it?
Yeah. Coffs Harbour's seeing a bit of rally championship action.
Yes, the World Rally Championship is underway there, and Norway's Andreas Mikkelsen has taken the honours on day one. Sebastian Ogier is hot favourite for it, the four times world champion, but he's about to move on to Citroën or Ford next year. Wants an early decision before the Monte Carlo Rally in January. He's won the last four world championships and, 110 World Rally Championship events and a staggering 55 podiums in his career. But it's also the finale of the Australian Rally Championship incorporated in that event. And news is that Bendigo's Brendan Reeves and his co-driving sister Rhiannon Gelsonimo were quickest in the of the Australian teams in practice in their Subaru WRX. So we'll have more news on next weekend.
And of course, we can't leave the motoring segment without talking about another finale, that of Mark Webber's.
Yes, yeah, a bit sad in a way. Mm. That's also at Abu Dhabi. Mark Webber will have his last race of his career when the cars line up for the finale of the 2016 World Endurance Championship. Current championship leaders for Porsche are Romain Dumas, Neil Jani and Mark Lieb, and they are quickest in practice, but Mark Webber, in fact, is going to start second on the grid alongside the Audi in qualifying. So it's looking good for him. What a terrific career he's had. He's after winning the Formula Ford, Formula 3 titles in Europe, 9 Formula 1 Grand Prix. He then turned his attention to sports car endurance racing, and he and his teammates, Hartley and Bernard, are the reigning world champions. So a win for the likeable Aussie would be a great finale to a terrific career, and we certainly wish him well from second on the grid for the race in Abu Dhabi.
Yeah, here's to it. Thank you very much, Brian. We'll look forward to your company again next Saturday at about 8:45 for the motoring spot, and have a great day tomorrow in Adelaide.
Good on you, Ali. I look forward to next weekend too.
All the best. It's 8:55, the automotive spot, thanks to our friends at Perro's Automotive Paints in Breen Street, Bendigo. Hello.